What's up? What's up? What's up? Guess what, good people? Guess what today is? It is Motivational Wednesday. Motivational Wednesday. Yes, 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 it's Motivational Wednesday. So, again, I just want to let y'all know. So, if you have not got the copy of The Lies I Told Myself, which is one of the books I've just released, and the copy of Open Mic to a Wounded Soul, you are missing out. Open Mic to a Wounded Soul is a series of poems that I never released before. So you get like a little open mic to that wounded soul, and it'll definitely be a blessing unto you. Also, go ahead and pick up a copy of The Lies That I Told Myself. Only Truth Shall Set You Free. It's, both of them are available on Amazon. Pick up your copy today. Send me a shout out. Let me know what you think of the book, how the book blessed you, and et cetera, et cetera. Don't miss out. You're missing out. If you don't have a copy, if you don't own a copy now, you better stop what you're doing and go to Amazon and come back and listen to this podcast. So today, I want to talk to you guys about being stuck. Are you feeling stuck today? No, for real. Are you feeling stuck? Like a couple of weeks ago, and it's so funny, they make fun of me at work because I was texting my coworkers while I was on. I just got off of I-95. And, I just got off of work and I got on I-95. And, you know, I was driving. I'm like, yeah, I have plans. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then I get to Oakland. I got to Oakland. And basically, it's like traffic just stops. We were bumper to bumper. We were not moving. I don't think I moved my car an inch for like a good 30 minutes. So here I am. I'm trying to find another route. You know, it's sad when you are stuck in traffic and you're trying to look behind you and see, okay, how can I get out of this situation? Because I'm in the middle lane and there was no way out. Because for some of you who know, between Sunrise and Oakland, there are no exits. So if you're stuck, you are stuck. Come to find out, there was an accident off of Sunrise. So they were cleaning up that accident. And then another accident happened before that accident. So they're cleaning up both those accidents. So we're like here stuck. So I'm like texting my coworker. I'm like, guys, I'm stuck on I-95. Da, da, da. Car was not moving. I think, like I said, I think I moved an inch. Like in 1 hour, I moved an inch. In another hour, I moved like 2 inches. We were not going anywhere. We were stuck. All of us were stuck. The lady next to me is so funny. Our car was moving. Every time I move an inch, she move an inch. But she was watching a Netflix movie. And I was watching it with her. I'm like, what else can I do? So here goes. People were texting me, why don't you get off on the next exit? There's no exit between Oakland and Sunrise. I was stuck. There was no lane I could get into to move faster. I was literally stuck. There was no way I could move. And I became irritated. I was like, I'm trying to find, like, what can I do? Like, how can we maneuver through this? But there was nothing to do. I was stuck. Have you ever felt stuck? You ever feel like, you know, I've done everything I can, but I'm still in the same place. I'm still stuck here. And it gets frustrating because you put in a lot of work. For a lot of us, we put in a lot of work. We're stuck in our careers. We're stuck in our marriages. We're stuck with these kids, especially. It was funny because like during during 2020 and the pandemic, you see all these TikTok videos of these moms that are like, oh my God, I'm stuck with these kids. Like, I know what these parents feel. I know what these teachers feel like now when they're stuck with my kid for 8 hours. Now I'm stuck with my kid for 24 hours and I can't go anywhere. Or sometimes we feel stuck in our ministry. You know, sometimes we feel stuck like, God, you know, I've been preaching to the same group of people. It feels like they're not changing. Feels like, you know, the word is not going forth as it should. And we just feel stuck. Like, what am I doing wrong? And I think about the story of Joseph, because Joseph, man was 17 when he was sold into slavery by his brothers. And you, as the story goes on, Joseph is stuck in jail and he's stuck, you know, being accused of something that he didn't do. And he's stuck going back to jail, and then he stays stuck. And it seems like years and years, almost two decades go by, and he's just stuck. No movement whatsoever. There's nothing happening at all. But he remains stuck. And the Bible tells in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like, and Psalms 139:13-16, for the David reminds us, he formed us in our inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book was written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet they were none of them. So it's crazy, because even in times when we're stuck, God already knows everything. And there are times when we're stuck because there's something God wants to take out of us and God wants to do in our lives that if we were moving, he probably wouldn't be able to do it because we'd be so busy. So there are times where we have to be in that stagnant place, or we have to be in that calm place or that still place, just to be able to hear him, just to be able to get to the place where we can be silenced and receive the things that he has for us. And there are times when we're stuck and we get discouraged, we get frustrated, we get annoyed, especially when it comes to something that's prevalent in our lives, like our careers. Like, I know for me, when I've been stuck in my career, I start to question myself. I start to question God. I start to question, you know, my decisions. I start to question the people around me. I start doing a whole assessment. And it's for me to just sit still and say, okay, you know, God, what would you have for me to do? What is that you desire of me? And the great thing about Joseph and him being stuck all this time, God, the favor of God never left him. It never left his side. He was with him. God stayed with him throughout everything. And Joseph, like, I don't know, I couldn't be Joseph. And that's why they say, you know, everybody had, God has a plan and a purpose for everybody, because Joseph went through a lot. Just sitting in prison, and he didn't go throw a fit at nobody. He didn't cuss nobody out. He was just remain calm. And when you're stuck, sometimes you go besides yourself. Like, you get into, sometimes we allow our emotions to take over. We allow things to take over our minds and our thoughts. And we have to guard our thoughts at those moments, because you start questioning yourself. You start questioning who you are and your the promises of God. But when we're, and it's when we're stuck, we're like, yo, I invested all of this, and this is what happens. So if you're feeling stuck today, know that God has not forgotten you. Know that you are not alone. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. you are not alone. If you're feeling stuck today, if you feel like, you know what, I'm the only one in my class who doesn't know what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm the only one in my class that hasn't decided on a college. I'm the only one in my peers who hasn't got married and who doesn't have any kids. I'm 40 and I still don't know what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm 40 and I'm still not in my career. Oh my God, I'm the only one among my friends who hasn't gone to Paris and who hasn't been able to travel. And it's so many things that happen that we start to feel stuck. We start to look at other people around us. We start to compare ourselves to our friends and families. And God is like, listen, I know the plans that I have for you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. If you trust me, know that I won't forsake you. Know that I will fulfill the plans that I have for your life if you just trust me and if you just rely on me. So if you're feeling stuck right now, I encourage you to lean on God. I encourage you to lean on God. I encourage you to trust God in what he's doing and what he has in store for you, that you're not alone and he's with you. And just know that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing that he can't deliver you from. There's nothing he can't change out of your life. There's nothing he can't fix for your life. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And know that you're not alone in this journey. I encourage everyone today. I know that we're like 5 months in the year and everybody's starting to compare goals and, oh my God, I'm not here. I'm not doing anything. Well, just trust God. Trust him in everything that he's doing. Be blessed. Love y'all. Have a great day.